It's now my distinct pleasure to be able to introduce our two keynote speakers for the opening of this session and of this symposium. We're highly honored to have them. I'm going to speak about both of them briefly and then turn the time over to them. At the end of Chief Justice Longa's remarks, we will adjourn the session. And we have in the foyer and beyond, we have a reception for all of the delegates and guests who are here. Our first keynote speaker will be Anastasia Crickley, who is an expert of great stature in the field of fundamental human rights. She is currently the chairperson of the European Union's Fundamental Rights Agency and is the Irish representative to that body. Anastasia Quickley's past positions include being the personal representative of the chair in office of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe on combating racism, xenophobia, and discrimination, also focusing on intolerance and discrimination against Christians and members of other religions. She's active with a number of organizations. She is also an educator. She's the head of the Department of Applied Social Studies at National University of Ireland in Maynooth. I tried to condense as much as I could the honors and the positions and the activities in which she's engaged. I found it impossible, and rather than take away from her time to speak, I thought you'll have to witness her goodness through the things that she says. But you need to know that her awards and her honors are numerous, and we're so grateful to have her with us. Now, I had a moment to speak with Chief Justice Pius Konzo Langa of the South African Constitutional Court. And as we spoke, I said, is there anything special I ought to say about you? And he sort of challenged me to find something that he doesn't know about himself to be able to say about him. Well, I started to read through the near volumes of things that you could say about him, positive things, and I gave up. And finally concluded that, along with Anastasia Crickley, that we would be better served simply to hear from him. But you need to know something, a little bit about his background. He was born as the second of seven children to deeply devout parents, and by dint of hard work, he rose from humble beginnings in the townships, completing his high school education through private study, and then obtaining his law degrees, two of them, by distance learning. He had a distinguished career as a barrister and advocate, and practiced for many years until 1994, representing the downtrodden, the underrepresented, and among others, political prisoners in the fight against apartheid. And when the Constitutional Court of South Africa was established with the advent of post-apartheid constitutional and democratic institutions in 1994, President Nelson Mandela appointed Justice Langa together with 10 others as the first judges of that tribunal. Justice Longa later became the deputy president in 1997 and in 2001 assumed the position of deputy chief justice. In 2005, he became the country's head justice or chief justice of the Constitutional Court. He's had numerous activities, and there's a list that we could probably paper the walls with of his honors, from many institutions, educational and otherwise. It is a distinct honor to have him with us. A person of great prestige outside the borders of South Africa, he has contributed to constitutional reforms and the struggle for justice and human rights in many countries in Africa and elsewhere. Without further ado, we'll turn time over to Anastasia Crickley.